Formula One in Melbourne, it does kick off the season for them. It's been reduced to 20 races this year, the loss of the Germany Grand Prix. And Greg Rust joins us now. G'day, Rusty.
Slats, TK, good morning to both of you.
You moved from V8s, mate. I saw you on the V8 supercar show the other day. It was fantastic. Well done. But it's Formula One, and there's been some significant change this year.
There has, and the regulations seem to have been warmly embraced too, Slats. So the cars are sleeker, wider, more aggressive looking, and the testing pre-season that we've seen in Spain suggests that they'll be anything between sort of 3 to 4 seconds per lap faster.
Wow.
So that's been something that the fans have really liked. They are a little bit louder, probably not quite as much yet as the fans would really like, but it's a definite step in the right direction, and leading some to wonder whether Michael Schumacher's lap record at Albert Park, which has stood since 2004, may be under threat this weekend.
Well, Lewis Hamilton is still the favourite, so that doesn't change from last year. He's $2.25, and we just expect he and Vettel in the Ferrari and our very own Daniel Ricciardo, hopefully in the Red Bull, to be right up there, you know, dicing it out in the concluding laps come Sunday.
TK, Alan Jones, the 1980 world champion who I worked with for many years, reckons Red Bull are the dark horse, and perhaps we haven't seen them completely show their hand or show their best just yet in the pre-season testing. Lots of people do different things with that, so it is often hard to get a proper form guide from the testing. It tends to really be Friday at Albert Park in practice that we go, Ferrari are looking better or so-and-so is looking worse than we perhaps anticipated. So there's been some key changes at Mercedes that obviously Hamilton, triple world champion, he knows that team at Mercedes very well. You're right, he starts favourite and with good reason. He's got a new teammate in Valtteri Bottas who comes across from the Williams team. He's had 9 podiums, the 27-year-old, but he's never won a Grand Prix. So they've signed him on a 1-year deal, but there are people like Murray Walker who reckons this guy is the man to beat for the world championship. And Ferrari have been strong in the pre-season testing, both Kimi Raikkonen and Sebastian Vettel. I think we're in for a better year competitively than we've seen in recent times.
And Albert Park, mate, I'm pretty sure they like this track. It's a beauty. I remember my celebrity card race in the Fiat 500, mate. I thought it was a great track. I got shunted on the first corner.
You got beaten by Liz Ellis, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
They were great, those celebrity races. They were so much fun because you guys, you, Liz, and all of them that have done them over time, because you're sports people, that whole competitive thing happens. And no matter what Scafie and the trainers tell you, that all goes out the window, doesn't it?
Yeah. Philippoussis, mate, he was the most dangerous on the track. He was useless.
I love it. I mean, that's one of the great things. The Grand Prix has lots of support acts, and even the supercars are there this weekend. So 4 races for them. They're non-championship races. There's been some change in management at Formula One, and people are wondering if that will be the best chance yet to make this a championship round long-term. So, yeah, it's a great track. The drivers love it. The Formula One teams tend to enjoy the supercars races when they're on, and similarly, the supercars drivers do all they can to hang around in Formula One and enjoy the weekend.
It'd be good to see the F1 drivers get thrown in the V8s.
It's happened once or twice, purely for demonstrational purposes. So Jenson Button, for example, has driven one and absolutely loved it. And it was during his time at McLaren. They did a driver swap, so he turned some laps in a V8, and both Craig Lowndes and Jamie Whincup have driven the Formula One car. So those kind of little exercises have been very warmly received by the F1 drivers. They're so different, boys, completely 180 of what they would normally drive. But Button absolutely loved the experience.
And the validity of it in the world, is it still strong, Rusty? Is it still pumping along?
Formula One you're talking about?
Yeah, Formula One.
I think we'll go through a bit of a resurgence here because fans perhaps were, they didn't really like the look and sound of the older cars. This is the beginning of a new era this weekend. The cars look sexier, more aggressive, a bit more closer to what they look like in the 1980s. And the key change, boys, is that Bernie Eccleston, who's, been a part of the sport for a long time, has kind of moved on. He's still there in a role of sorts. But the new management group that have come in are promising lots of change and lots of things that we probably won't see straight away here at Albert Park, but fans will start to see that filter through from probably the Spanish Grand Prix this year, and it'll be stuff that they'll like.
Good on you, Rusty. We always appreciate your time, and I know you'll enjoy the weekend. We look forward to chatting.
We'll chat next week. Cheers, boys.
Greg Rust.